Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. So on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
My life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are more than 1,500 French cheeses? And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today is episode number 147, and we are continuing the A to Z of French herbs. Today's herb is one that we did cover in the beginning of this series, but I've learned so much more about it that I thought I want to do another episode on it. So this episode is named after a specific species of the plant that I mentioned in that episode, entitled Elderflower. So sit back, turn the volume up if you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucy salt maybe, some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, Black Elder. Black Elder is known in French as Sureau Noir. It's pronounced Sureau, S-U-R-E, A-U, Noir, N-O-I-R. The botanical name for Black Elder is Sambucus nigra, and it's a member of the Atazaceae family, or Ormoschidal family. Nigra in Latin means black and refers to the deeply dark colour of the berries of the plant. The English elder comes not from the word old, but instead it comes from the Anglo-Saxon ald, which means fire. This was because the hollow stems of the branches of the black elder were often used to blow air into a fire. Common names include elder, elderberry, European elder, European elderberry, and European black elderberry, as well as elderflower, which we covered in previous episode. It's native mostly to Europe and as far east as Turkey. There are also varieties that can be found in North America that are closely related to the species of specifically of black elder. It's been introduced to many continents around the world. Black elder can grow in both wet and dry soils, but specifically will prefer sunny spots. It's pretty much grown as an ornamental shrub or small tree in most parts of the world. It's a deciduous shrub, deciduous meaning that in autumn the leaves will change colour and in winter fall off, leaving a bare bush over the winter, only to regenerate in spring and then be a full shrub again in summer. It can grow up 6 metres or 20 feet tall and wide. It can also rarely grow as high as 10 metres or 33 feet tall. It has a light grey bark that changes to a darker grey the older the plant is. The flowers of the elderberry are hermaphroditic, which means that they have both stamens and carpels, which means that they're basically bisexual, both male and female flowers on the one plant. Usually its flowers are ivory white and the pollination is done by flies. Its fruits are a glossy dark purple or black colour and are produced in late autumn. Both the flowers and the berries of the herb are used in culinary terms as well as in traditional medicines. In the 1st century, Pliny the Elder recommended black elder to fight against excess mucus. So did the Greek Dr. Galien in the 2nd century. Charlemagne decreed the black elder be planted throughout his realm, and may have linked the elder tree to Judas and Jesus' cross. In fact, the black elder could not be used for firewood because of this sacred reference that it was associated with. Celtic traditions see the black elder shrub as a tree that is associated with death. Druids made flutes with the hollow branches and would play the flutes believing that they were conversing with the souls of the dead. They would also play songs as spells to protect their souls. In pagan Europe, black elder was viewed as magical. A nymph named Hildmar, Elder Mother, was said to dwell within the tree as a caretaker. If the elder were disturbed or the wood taken for furniture, the folklore of the time said that the nymph would follow the wood into the home and torment the owners. In French history, the black elder was used in bouquets on the feast of St. John, and would also be nailed to the doors of houses to protect against bad fate. There was that belief that burning the wood would dry up a cow's milk, or even breast milk, and that sleeping under a black elder tree would expose you to erotic dreams. Hans Christian Andersen wrote a short story, The Elder Tree Mother, referring to a child taking elder tea. And in the Harry Potter books, the wand made from the elder is the most said to be the most powerful wand in the world. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network include The French History Podcast with Dr. Gary Giroux and Le Secle by David Montgomery. Check out these and other shows as well as more episodes of Fabulously Delicious at evergreenpodcast.com. Coming to France? Planning a trip to Paris? Were you one of those lucky ones that live in Paris? Well, I was lucky enough to live in Paris as well, and I can say this for you, I pretty much ate my way through Paris for you. So with all that experience of eating, drinking, and exploring the city of lights, love, and good food, I thought I need to bring that experience to you, my fabulously delicious audience. Because, well, if you're listening, you probably love French food, right? So I created my first book, A Food Guide to Paris, called Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City. In it, you'll find 379 recommendations, consisting of 17 boulangeries, 28 cafes, 11 chocolate shops, 13 fromageries, 15 markets, or marchés as they're called in French, 17 patisseries, 172 restaurants, and 27 wine bars. There's also food streets, gourmet and kitchen supply stores, and so much more. Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City is a 2024 edition, which means that it's up to date with all the recommendations in it. So if you're planning a trip or coming this year to Paris, it's perfect for you. You can get a copy on my website, andrewpryorfabulously.com, and you can even get a signed and gift package version there. Or you can get it on Amazon, and there's even a Kindle version. I hope you enjoy it. Black elder is good food for deer, elk, sheep, and many small birds. In fact, the fruit are an important source of food for many birds, including the blackcap. Blackcaps have a very loud, high-pitched crescendo when they sing and live in southern parts of the UK, most of France, and parts of Spain. They breed, though, throughout all of Europe and even some parts of Africa. In the garden, the leaves of the black elder plants can be used in compost to accelerate the decomposition process. Gardeners also use them as a leaf manure to help organic gardeners to fight mildew and aphids, as well as repel rodents. Although black elder has been used in dietary supplements and traditional medicine, there is little scientific evidence that it provides any benefit for maintaining your health or treating any diseases. Obviously, to many people, you'll know the elderberry cordials and wines when they think of black elder in cuisine. The berries are actually poisonous in their raw state, so they are only edible after they've been cooked. In many cuisines in Europe, they are used to make jams or confiture, jellies, chutneys, and even sauces. Germany and some Scandinavian countries make a soup from black elder. Elderflower cordial or elderflower press is made from the flowers of the plant usually. But you can also dip the flowers in a light butter and fry them to make elderflower fritters. In France, the very popular liqueur Saint-Germain is an elderflower liqueur. It's made using the petals of the flowers from the black elder. Saint-Germain is from the Savoie region in southeastern France, and each bottle of Saint-Germain is numbered with the year the petals were collected. The petals are collected annually in the spring over a period of around 2 to 3 weeks, and they're transported by bicycle to collection points to avoid damaging of the petals. Saint-Germain was created by distiller Robert Cooper after he tried an elderflower cocktail in a London bar in 2001. Saint-Germain was named after the area in Paris Saint-Germain-des-Prés and was launched in 2007. The founder, Robert Cooper, sold the brand to Bacardi, but then sadly, Robert Cooper died at the age of just 39. In the French Republican calendar, the 17th day of the month of Préhial, which is the 9th month of the calendar, is officially called Elder Day. I mentioned the short story of Hans Christian Andersen, that noted black elder. Here is the start of that story. Once, there was a little boy who went out and got his feet wet. He caught a cold. Nobody could understand how it had happened, because the weather was very dry. His mother undressed him, put him to bed, and had the tea urn brought in to make him a good cup of elder tea, for that keeps one warm. At the same time, there came in the door the funny old man who lived all alone on the top floor of the house. He had no wife, no children of his own, but he was very fond of all the children and knew so many wonderful stories and tales that it was fun to listen to him. "Now drink your tea," said the little boy's mother, "and then perhaps there'll be a story for you." Are you signed up to the Fabulously Delicious newsletter? Well, if you're not, you're missing out on some more fabulous content about French food and life in France, as well as great offers exclusive for the Andrew Pryor Fabulously Newsletter subscribers. Sign up now via the link in the show notes of this episode or go to my website, andrewpryorfabulously.com, and you can click a link there to sign up for the newsletter. That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. Are you following me on Instagram, by the way? Well, if you're not, then you're missing out on even more fabulous content about French food and life in France. So follow me on Instagram at Andrew Pryor Fabulously and Threads as well. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!